back to R&R with Reagan and Rach. I'm Reagan.
And I'm Rach. And welcome back.
Today we have a special guest, everybody. Maddie May is here.
Hi, guys. I'm so excited to be here. I'm a little bit nervous.
No, do not be nervous. We're so excited. She literally drove all the way to us. We're like...
Wait, yeah. How long was the drive?
Well, I was up in Kaysville because my husband's family lives in Kaysville. So we've been staying there for the weekend. So it was only like an hour. It wasn't bad.
But you live in Logan.
Yes, I live in Logan.
Okay. Did you grow up there?
Yes. I grew up in Logan. Kind of like, I feel like some people low-key don't know where it is, but I mean, people aren't going to Logan to do anything. Like, it's usually if you know people in Logan, because
what is there to do? Yeah, or like Utah
State. Yeah, Utah State. I guess that is true. But yes, I grew up in Logan, and I love it. Logan's cutie.
It's so cute. I had like my two very best friends went to Utah State, so I would go up to Logan, quite frankly, every weekend.
Wait, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, like my freshman year. Really? My freshman year, my two best friends were at Utah State, and I was in Orem, and I was like, this sucks. I have no friends. COVID. So I would drive up to Logan all the time.
Yeah, my brother just moved there because he's doing his master's program there. And all the houses in his neighborhood are so cute because they're like the OGs.
Yeah.
Nobody's like knocking them down and rebuilding them.
That's cute.
Yeah.
But we're so excited to have Maddie here, guys. She's the best. And I actually have met Maddie before. This isn't my first time meeting her. So a little lore for us. I used to own a thrift company with my sister, Good Eye. Shout out, Good Eye. And Maddie modeled for us. She's like the cutest girl ever. So we were like, you have to model for us. So I met you at like a shoe.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
And I like, you know the hats that you guys made? It was my prized possession. And when I went to the Dominican Republic, I lived there for a summer, I wore it on the airplane. And I left it on the airplane, and I cried.
No, you should
for like
told
a
me.
Week.
I would have said you that.
I was like, I was gut wrenched over it. I'm like, my hat. And I would always see the pictures of it. It's so funny. The pictures of me and Bucky, like when we're like saying bye for 3 months, whatever. I'm like sobbing, and I have the Good Eye hat on.
Okay, sponsor.
So represent.
Yeah,
I love Good Eye.
Good Eye was amazing. I sadly did stop Good Eye only because I got married.
Period.
Screw you, Lawrence. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
She's a busy girl.
Men ruin everything.
I was a busy girl. So I just wasn't make. It was just like all the money I would put into it, I would just like I wasn't making a profit.
Yeah.
If that makes sense. But it was really fun and we had the best time. So that's how I know Maddie.
I think I actually found her from the Good Eye shoot and I was like, that girl's
Wait,
cute.
Really?
There's a picture of you on the street corner. And you just look so cute, and I could literally find it on your Instagram, but I was like, I'm following that girl because you're so cute. And then, like, I've been following Maddie since, like, you were doing fit checks in your mom's kitchen.
Oh, and I've been following you as well. I, like, was trying to think on my drive here. I'm like, when did we start following each other? Because in my mind, like, Bucky knows who you are. Like, we talk about you. Like, we, like, talk about, like, the updates of your life.
Okay.
Like, he always knows exactly who I'm talking about. So in my mind, like, I've already met you.
Oh, no, yeah. I know. I'm like, why did that feel so normal seeing you again? I'm like, oh, hey, but it's like, actually, this is our first time meeting, guys. So, but it feels like a soul sister.
Yes.
But like, literally, I remember you being like, okay, she hasn't posted in a minute. Is she in labor? And I was like, actually, literally, quite literally in labor. I was like, how does Maddie know?
Wait,
she knows.
Sorry, guys. I was in touch.
Yeah, but that's back when I had like my That Big Sister Advice thing. And then I got rid of it because I was like, I need a fresh start.
What was the rebrand about? Like, were you just wanting to like open up a new space, go a different direction
with
your content?
Like, yeah, just like a different direction. It was just like, that was fun. I started my account like 2021 and it like blew up right away. But like everybody's account, I feel like back in 2021 was like so easily blown up.
Yeah.
And I just was like,
I blew up for going in a tanning bed.
Wait, for real?
Yeah, I got absolutely destroyed.
Are you serious?
Why do I not know that?
I'll show you guys later, but yeah, that was crazy.
Wait, why? Like, people blaming you for going to a tanning bed, or what was the tea?
I was like, I made a funny video, like, first time going to a tanning bed, I'm like so scared. I was like with my friend, and yeah, everybody flamed me because they were like, you're gonna die.
Oh, God.
No, we've all had a tanning bed addiction. What do you
mean? I miss the tanning bed. That was the hardest thing for me to ever give up, was the tanning beds.
I know.
Like, I look at the pictures of me when I was going to the tanning beds, I was eating.
Yeah,
no,
really.
I know.
But
I'm
I
skin was better. And then I tried to tell myself, I'm like, well, the red light helps me. And then it's like,
it
you're getting
me, girl.
Skin cancer,
so
girl.
Real. It's so real. The red light. I'm like, oh, it's so good for me.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's
but right. Yeah, you did blow up in 2021. Keep going.
Yeah, but it was just like, I low-key people were sharing a little too much with me about their bodies. I was like, I'm not a doctor. I was getting DMs being like, okay, so like this is what my underwear looks like. Is this normal? And I'm like,
oh, oh no.
And I'm like, okay, my sister asked me that. We're chilling.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm like, That's called discharge. A stranger telling me that? I'm like,
that's a little too much.
What? Like, it was just, it was too much.
Yeah, that's so real.
And so I just, like, switched over because also I wanted it to be more, like, fashion-based. And anytime I posted fashion stuff, it got no views. Nobody cared.
Yeah.
And I was like, I love fashion. I love, like, home decor. I love being crafty. Yeah, like, it was just, like, I wanted it to be more
life-centered
and stuff like that. And so I just switched over. And then I was like, great. I only have, like, 4,000 followers and TikTok's getting deleted. I'm like, awesome. So, but now it's back. Which
is so crazy.
I have to know that I did have a picture of you in my camera roll, like, before I knew you. From TikTok, screenshotted. No, her hair.
Wait, what was it?
Oh.
It was spelled for your hair because you had long, it was when your hair was long, with like curtain bangs.
Oh, we talked about this, yeah.
And I was like,
that was fun.
I want my hair to look like that. So I screenshotted that because I was like, this is
I'm honored.
My hair to look yeah. like.
That was a fun time. Long hair with the curtain bangs. I haven't had that for a long time. It was my hair was long. High yeah. Ugh. That was cute. Was Except really I cute. Did like, I had my sister, she was in cosmetology school. I'm like, yeah, do whatever you want to my hair. Well, not really. I'm like, can you just put like a blonde streak? Just like, it was literally one streak under the bottom of my hair.
Wait, fun.
And then, no, but it looked so crazy. And then one in my bangs. Yes, and so I looked like the rock star emoji. Like, it started falling out. Do you know the emoji I'm talking about?
Yes.
And then to make it worse, this is when I realized it looked like the rock star emoji. I dyed it pink, like my whole head, but it only showed up in the blonde, obviously, because I had brown hair. I looked so ratchet. And then COVID came like right after. So I was like, hallelujah, let me stay home.
No, I did.
True. Nobody looked at
me. Yeah, no. I did something similar. Like when I chopped all my hair off, but I put just a pink strip in my hair. And then it like faded and then it just looked orange. Like I just like, my hairdresser just didn't tone it right. And I was like, why did I do that? Okay, sorry. We're going to get into the questions that we have written down.
Yes. We want to just chat with Maddie, so that's what this episode's about.
Yeah, we're going to get to know her because she's our queen. We love her. Okay, where did you grow up and what was your childhood like?
I grew up in Logan, like I said, and my childhood was honestly great. Like, I lived in a neighborhood that had tons of kids my age. Like, I feel like I was always, like, riding my bike to my friend's house. Yeah. I grew up, I have 4 siblings, 3 sisters, 1 brother.
Yes.
And my brother's the youngest. And so I have a bunch of sisters that are like around my age. So I feel like even when I, throughout my life, if I would go through like times of not having a lot of friends, I always had my sisters, which was so fun.
That's so nice.
And but I loved my childhood. I feel like it was honestly great.
Okay. And you have been in Logan like the whole time, right? Your family is still there.
Yeah. Okay. Like literally all of my dad's side of the family lives in Logan. And then my mom's side is like Manaway, Brigham.
Okay.
Sometimes some a little farther past, but like everyone's
Cash
close.
Valley.
We're kicking in Cash
Wait,
Valley.
So when you got married, on your grandpa's land, but was it nice because like all your family was already here?
Yeah, it literally worked out so perfectly because where we got married, it is like the halfway point of where my family lives and Bucky's family lives. Bucky's my husband, and his family like lives in the Kaysville area, like Davis County.
Yeah.
And so it was like right in the middle. It was so perfect from Logan and Kaysville. So it was perfect because, I mean, a lot of people already live there because a lot of my family lives, like, in Manway, but
And Bucky's from Arizona.
He didn't live in Arizona, but his dad grew up in Arizona.
Okay.
Anyways, so he has a lot of family. His extended family still lives there.
Okay, cool.
And they live in, like, Mesa area. Okay. His grandparents and cousins and all that good stuff.
That's so fun. Yeah. I'm, like, so happy you get to travel to Arizona because I love Arizona for real.
I know.
It's the
same.
Best. It's I the love best. Arizona. I think that's the only place I could live besides Utah.
Yeah.
So we're all going to be there in like 10 years or like what?
I'm like, that's what I'm saying. No. Let's all get to Arizona.
Please.
Oh my gosh.
What were you like as a child? Were you always like wanting to do like something with fashion? Did you love like putting together outfits? Like what were you like?
I always loved fashion. Me and my mom, when I was growing up, we would always get in fights about what I was wearing because I would always wear, like, the craziest bits. Like, I would love when she was out of town so that I could wear, like, whatever stuff that she wouldn't let me wear. Like, there's this one outfit that I have a picture of because my dad took it because he would let me wear whatever.
Yes.
Like, they were just ugly outfits. Like, they weren't, like... Like, my mom was, like, trying to not make me look crazy, but I was like, no, like, I'm trying to serve
Trust
right
me,
now.
I'm doing something yes. with this.
And I have, like, turquoise ruched shorts that are, like, almost to my knee. And then I have these, like, sparkly leggings underneath.
No, yeah.
And then, like, a bright pink shirt. And I had these, like, silver shoes that had rhinestones on them. It was the craziest outfit ever. It looked just so crazy. And
I
just loved wearing all my crazy stuff, like, in fifth grade, I went on this tangent of only wearing dresses for for the whole entire year. Like,
wait, what is it with fifth grade? Because like that was me. I literally used to wear like a bow that matched my shirt every day in fifth grade.
Yeah,
wait, like fifth grade was like a turning point.
That yeah,
the dress is so cute. Yeah, I love that. See those pictures.
It was cute. I looked so crazy.
No, you need to. Show
it was not. It wait, was I'm not like, as cute as you're thinking.
No, I'm like thinking of a photo on TikTok. I think you posted, and it was like a trend. It was like, how long have you been serving? And you're like, since birth. And it was literally you, and you were eating. I'm like, what do you mean that was a crazy outfit?
No, I had cute outfits.
Yeah.
Like, little girl.
Now that I am, like, I feel like trends always come around. And there is so many pictures of me with, like, cheetah print. I had, like, this silk cheetah print shirt that I would wear every day, and my mom had to hide because I was like, no, this is the only thing that I'm wearing.
Yeah, literally. I'm obsessed
no
with
balance.
Any slave.
No, literally.
That's so amazing. Okay, you mentioned your husband. How did you two meet?
We met on Tinder. Tale as old as time.
Yes, yes, Tinder.
You know, you guys met on Mutual, right?
Yeah, me and Lawrence met on Mutual. Okay, so yeah.
And Ty and I matched on Mutual, but we didn't do anything.
Wait, really?
Because I just downloaded it for kicks and giggles, and then him and I got set up on a blind date later. But like,
oh really? Wait, that's crazy.
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
it's very. So you dating just apps. Matched on Tinder. Wait, I remember vividly at the Good Eye shoot, you were like, I think you had gone on one date with him. And you were going to go on another date with him that night.
Yeah.
After. Because we, like, went out to breakfast or whatever. And yes. And he was telling me. And I was like,
oh, wait, back to back? That's so fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we're going on another date.
And I was like, oh, this will work out perfectly. Because I drove down to, like, Provo for the shoot. And his was, like, on the way home. So I'm like, oh, this is perfect. Really? And, yeah. So crazy.
So you matched on Tinder. You, like, did he message you? And then it
yes. And then off? We talked on, like, Snap for a while. You know how the things goes. Yes. Back and forth. But I was very much, like, I don't know.
You were nervous.
I feel like he was freshly out of a relationship, and I was also, like, freshly out of high school.
Yes,
so,
true.
I was, like, so,
yeah,
like, kind of unserious. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I was, like, I don't know. But I was, like, oh, my gosh. My first impression of him was his outfits. I was, like, oh, his style is so good. Okay, and yeah. I feel like since I loved fashion so much, that was the first time that I'd seen a boy that, like, loved it in the same way that I was, like,
totally.
I need him.
Yeah, literally. Totally. If they can, actually know how to put together an outfit, it's a slay for sure.
No,
yeah.
I'm like, if he's wearing Nike shorts and a t-shirt,
it's not going to work.
Like, all the Provo boys that I see on campus, I'm like, oh, yeah, no.
Literally. Okay, so then you just hung out, went on
dates? Okay, so he drove him to Logan, because I was like, literally no way am I driving down there. Because, as I mentioned, I am a really bad driver. Like, I really am. I totaled my first car.
Oh,
like,
no.
I turned 16.
Oh, wait. Did you have a Mini Cooper or no?
Oh, a Fiat. It wasn't that one. That was my second car. I totaled this one like right after my license. It was the first time I had ever had my friends in the car. It was pretty traumatic.
Wait, that is actually so
traumatic.
That's
sad.
No, it was.
Sorry, that's
but then
scary.
My friends were like.
Especially as a 16-year-old fresh with your license.
It was so scary. And my friends were like, we don't want to drive with you anymore. I'm like, good. I don't want to drive
You're
anymore.
Like, great, thank you.
I'm literally done.
Literally, can I get a ride with you guys?
Literally. Come pick me up.
Oh my gosh.
That's so crazy.
Anyways, but. So he drove down to Logan. Our first date was it was like fall time. So we drove down the canyon because I don't like first dates are so cringe to me. Like
no, same.
When
I hate
see,
it.
When I'm at a restaurant and I see people on a first date, I'm like, I know you're on a first date.
Literally.
Like, you know
yes.
what I mean?
Totally.
And so I'm like, I don't want to go somewhere in public where I am like stressed. Anyways,
yes.
So we ended up just driving through the canyon to like Bear Lake because the leaves were changing and it was super pretty. I'm like, then we can just chat and
get to know each other and it's not too serious.
Yeah. And I didn't even let him pick me up for my house. I was like, I don't want you to know where I live. So I made him meet
valid.
Me at the grocery store.
Okay.
Literally by my house.
Okay.
And because I didn't want to tell my parents I was going on a date. Because I didn't want them to clown me for going.
With a guy you had never
yes.
met, or that
yes,
you guys,
yes.
It's so valid.
It just adds to the anxiety.
Yeah, it was very well planned out. It was on their anniversary, because I'm like, oh, they'll be gone.
They'll be on their
so
date.
So I can go out,
date.
Do my thing.
Literally.
You know.
Wait, that's so funny.
Anyways, so we just chatted the whole time. It was so fun. Listen to music. That was one of the first things we bonded over. We both just love music. And I feel like it was, like, ideal for Sate, because, like, I really got to know him a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And anyways, so a lot of driving. He drove down from Caseville.
Yeah.
He drove an hour, then we drove an hour into the canyon, an hour back, and then he had to drive an hour home. But,
oh, bless his heart.
It was worth
so
it, though.
Cute.
Yes, it was worth it.
And
then
you guys just hit it off.
Yeah. I feel like it wasn't, like, immediate. Like, I feel like we both had, like, our reservations.
Okay.
And, but we went on dates for a while. I, like, right after our first date, it was, like, my senior trip, but it was after I graduated. And my mom took me and my best friend to Hawaii. So I like left like right after, and I feel like that's when I was like, oh wait, he was like really cute.
And
like,
he was like, oh, really, that's so cute.
Yes.
So
cute. But I feel like it was, we went on dates for like 6 months before we were like official boyfriend and girlfriend.
Yeah. That's
so great. We were taking our time, which I think was so good for us in the stage that we were at, like to wait until we were like all the way ready for a relationship.
Totally.
For us, it just worked out much better. And then we dated for like 2 years after that. And
so
then
cute.
We married.
I know. You just got married. It's so cute. That's your wedding so was funny. Amazing.
Thank you.
Literally, we got to actually deep dive that too because her wedding was perfect.
No, I'm like, you should be a wedding planner.
I you're know. So nice. It's so cute. So
you're just like, I love seeing creative people get married because I'm like, it's, you see the everything, like all the details. You see them show up in everything.
That means
like
so
your
much
wedding, I'm like, this was, I don't even know. This is my Roman Empire?
Literally.
I'm like, oh, quite so literally true. All and I like, think about.
All your designs that you did for all your signs, it was like literally every detail, like Rachel said. It was so, so cute.
You guys are so nice. It was so fun to bring it to life. It was
yeah.
so awesome.
When did you start like doing content creation?
So I started posting, I was in high school. I think it was like my senior year. I'm trying to think when that was. Maybe my junior year that I started posting because it was like around COVID when I feel like a lot of people did. Mm-hmm. So like 2020, 2021. But I was never posting like super thought out content. I would say for a solid 2 years, I only posted fit checks.
Yeah.
Like I'm setting up, I have my little audio, I kick my foot.
Yeah.
Show my outfit.
It's no, so cute. It got
and
me. Seen. I was like, I'm
setting and it worked.
Yeah, literally. No, literally.
End scene. I just, like, it was just more for fun. In high school, I did this thing that every day I would post my outfit. I would, like, have one of my friends be in a picture with me, and I would just post this on my Instagram, just, like, a picture of our outfits every day. And so I looked forward to getting dressed every morning. Like, I feel like it made me so excited for school. So after I graduated, I was like, I miss that. Like, I miss my outfits, like, being so excited to get ready.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's why I started posting even more on TikTok, because I was like, I want a reason to put to on post. A cute outfit and stuff like that. So it was really fun. I feel like it was a way for me to like creatively explore my style.
Totally.
Super
totally.
Fun. I
and
feel
it's
like,
so cute.
Yeah. I started taking it more seriously. I'm trying to think. Maybe the last 2 years.
Yeah.
Around there.
Yeah, I could feel that. I could see that.
Yes. Definitely. And I tried to push myself out of my comfort zone because like talking to the camera, that was like something so hard for me to like do because I was so used to just
doing
my little thing and then I don't have to like, think about it.
Way. Like I simply cannot set up a camera and speak to
I get mad at her. I'm like, freaking post.
I like
Reagan, just freaking post.
Please.
No
guys, I can't.
Unfortunately,
do
I don't have that. I think I have like a missing something in my brain.
No,
because
it's
I'm just
so
like
crazy.
I'm like, hey guys, nobody cares. I'm talking for hours. Like
no, I
so
love that.
Good.
That's
I
my favorite can't. Things to follow is when people are just yapping.
No, that's why I need to do a YouTube channel because I'm like,
you
I need 25 minutes to talk about when that it's like, girl, you have a podcast, you have TikTok, you have it's like is it when is it enough? But no, I'm like 2 years ago, was that when you realized TikTok could be something bigger? Is that why you took it more seriously?
I just feel like I have always been a very creative person. Like, I did a ton of art, like, in high school. I had, like, a watercolor phase. I was doing, like, oil painting and all that stuff. And after, I just feel like I wasn't feeling that, like,
creativity,
inspiration.
Yeah,
and I feel like I needed a creative outlet. So I feel like that's what TikTok kind of became for me.
Mm-hmm.
And because I feel like I'm just a happier person when I'm doing something creative.
Yeah.
And so I love that TikTok kind of became that for me.
Yeah, that's so, so fun. And how do you feel like your style has, like where, what do you describe your style as now? Because, like, you are a fashion girly and we all love your outfits and seeing it.
You're so nice.
And, like, from where, like, you just did a video a little bit ago, like, I remember watching where you did, like, my outfits, like, in 2020 to, like, what they are now. And it's, like,
oh, yeah, you rated them. They were so funny and good.
And all of us,
those
I guess,
so
I
funny.
Feel like do that. Like, we look back in 2020 and we're like, what was I thinking?
When Reagan and I met, we were looking at our fits and I said, okay, so, like, my dress going to the middle of my shins.
Okay, we were
being
16.
A high-low, I'm like,
High-lows were it, though.
Oh,
no. So it.
Cursed.
So cursed.
No, yeah.
But how would you describe your style? Like, evolution and, like, where it is now? Like,
I went through some crazy phases of my style. Like, I feel like when me and Bucky met, I was in my, like, very much Utah girl, like, the tomboy kind of, like, you know, the big hats, the baggy jeans.
Mm-hmm.
And I still love baggy jeans. But, like, the graphic tees, all that kind of stuff. And, like, really bright colors.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I was, And that was the most out of my comfort zone of anything. So I feel like once I started wearing that stuff, I'm like, oh, I can just wear whatever I want. Yeah. Like, it literally
doesn't matter.
Actually doesn't matter. Yeah. And I feel like my style was very different than a lot of my friends' style and still is. And I feel like being able to, like, be confident in what I was wearing was so huge for me and my, like, character development as a person.
No, because, yes.
Like, when you love what you're wearing, I feel like I just am a happier person. Like,
1,000%.
My day is better. Everything is just better. But I feel like my style has changed so much. I feel like now I'm, like, I would describe it as, like, cozy chic.
Totally.
Like, I am going to wear a comfortable outfit. Mm-hmm. Like, you can see. I got my comfortable outfit on. Yeah. My sweater. These are, like, cotton pants. They're not even, like, I don't wear jeans. I'm not, like, on the occasion, I'll pull out the jeans, but more than anything, I'm going to be comfy, but still cute. I feel like there's a way you can always dress it up.
But, like, that's, like, who you are as a person, too. Like, I would say your personality is very chic, but very comfy, cozy.
Yeah, cozy vibes.
Warm vibes. Mm-hmm. Like, you're very, like, I don't know, just, like, warm when you meet you, and you're just, like, that's a friendly person.
Yes.
You know, and it, like, I feel like that's, like, you don't feel good when your style doesn't reflect who you are, because you're, like, I feel uncomfortable. This isn't who I am. Yeah. You know, and, like, that we talked about on an episode where it's, like, there's a time and a place to reach out and try something different. And if it doesn't work for you, that's fine. But, like, day to day, if you put yourself in clothes that you don't feel good in, it's, like, you're going to be sad. You're not going to feel like yourself.
Totally. Yeah, you're not going to be confident throughout the day. Yeah. And you can be, like, I got this. I can do anything I need to do today.
And I'm, like, I think about the creators that really inspired me, you being, like, one of them. It's, like, it's because they're comfortable in their own skin. They're authentic. Like, the authenticity that, like, you bring to, like, a platform like TikTok is, like, that's, like, so I'm, like, nice. I'm, like, it's so, like, you don't see that.
That's the best compliment literally ever, like, the nicest thing anyone's ever said to me. Like, I love that you view me as, like, a comfortable, comfy person.
Yes.
Because that, I feel like that's how I try to be.
Yeah, and, like, when you meet certain people that are online, like, you or other influencers that are online, it's, like, sometimes they're not as they appear online, but, like, I can fully confidently say, like, Maddie is exactly who she is online as she is sitting on my couch today. Like, she's so sweet, so cute, and just, like, it really shows through your content. Like,
yeah,
I appreciate that. You guys are so
like,
nice.
I'm, like, comfort creator. Every time you post, I'm, like, Maddie!
You guys are so nice. And it goes to show, like, how quickly you're growing. Like, your content is growing, and how many followers you're getting is because people can see that. And it, like, rings so nice. True. So,
no.
Like, that's another thing that's just, like, so amazing to see. Like,
people. I feel like social media can be hard because I feel like there has been times that I felt like I need to, like, fall into the trends or do what I see people doing. But even if you have a video that blows up for one thing that I hate, rage bait. Like, I am not going to be a rage bait girl.
Yeah.
But I feel like if you want to create, like, a community, which has always been my goal has never been to, like, blow up. It's to have, like, just a safe space on the internet, and, like, I feel like I've made so many friendships. That's always my goal, and I feel like to do that, you just, like, you have to be genuine to yourself, and you have to, even if it's not performing super well, if you stay true to yourself, you'll find your people.
Totally.
Absolutely.
That's, like, literally amen.
Number one advice. Like, the fact that TikTok's not gone, and if this was your sign, like, oh, maybe I do want to do stuff, like, that's, like, the number one tip.
Yeah,
you can give people is just, like, be who you are and people will flock to you, because, like, that's another thing we talked about is, like, people flock to authenticity. It's, like, we know that's who you are. Like, I want that. And, like, in this day and age, it's just, like, with Photoshop and editing and, like, it's just you can make your life look so perfect. And even when TikTok was going away and everyone's, like, oh, I have one thing to tell you guys. I faked it. I never did a single workout. I was, like,
I was floored had me fooled. At those. And I'm like, so okay, but why? Like, what is the
point? Why? First of all, why expose yourself? Second of all, why be like that? I'm like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
So it's just nice to know, like, it's like.
There are people out there that are authentic and real online.
And it's Maddie.
And it's Maddie, everybody.
And Maddie alone. That's
you guys
it.
Are so nice. Yeah, you wonder why you've never seen any gym content from me. I don't go to the gym.
That is the realest thing I've ever heard of. Literally me.
I went for, like, a month, like, forever ago, and I went, like, every day. I tried. And I was like, no.
This isn't me.
I am not meant to be here.
Yeah, and it's just like, I'm going to go for a walk. I don't need to be going.
Amen.
Like, you know what I'm saying? It's just too much.
And I admire the people that can do it. I wish that I could, but it doesn't make my life better.
No, the gym mommies, I'm like, Good for you.
That's crazy. You used to slay in the gym.
I did. Rachel had I used to be a muscle mommy.
Girl.
Seriously. But Reagan put me onto hot Pilates. So.
True. That's where it's at.
I want
to
do that.
You need to come.
Your first class is free. You should just
come. Dude, I will. I'll come down here. There's like nothing in Logan.
Fun.
There's or we'll like come no up to class. You.
Yeah, is there any Pilates in Logan?
Not that I've ever heard of. Aww. I don't think there is. Sad.
Yeah,
I know.
That's so sad.
I know.
Okay, so we kind of talked about like you on TikTok, and I'm sure like posting yourself online has obviously come with challenges. So, like, what are some challenges you feel like you faced, and how did you, like, overcome them?
I feel like...
have you gotten hate? Do you feel like you get a
lot
of hate?
Yeah, I do get... It definitely depends on the content that I post. With fashion content, everybody has different style. So, I have accepted that people are not always going to like what I wear, and that's okay. Because, like, it's not like I like everything that I see other people wear, but I respect that they're wearing what they like to wear. You know what I mean?
Yeah, 1,000%.
I mean, there's always going to be the crazy trolls. Like, I always do these questions. This is more on Instagram, but I'll always do these question stories. Like, I try to do them every week.
Yeah.
And I have people say the most outlandish stuff. Like,
really? Like what?
Like, how did you handle gaining weight after you got married? And I'm just like, why are we saying that? And
that
also, if you mean it nice.
Also, what?
No, that's not okay.
Wait, no, that's insane.
Yeah, I don't know. And, like, TikTok comments are probably worse than people on Instagram are. I mean, the Instagram comments are scary. Now that I've been posting on Reels.
Reels, I'm like, ooh.
Like, why? Why are we so crazy? But I feel like, more than anything, I can recognize that most of the people that are sending hate are, like, zero followers. No profile picture. I'm like, you're just unhappy.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Like, they're jealous.
People are so funny. Yeah.
Yeah.
I had somebody comment on one of my videos recently, and they were like, have you ever considered going on Ozempic? I'm like, no!
Wait.
I'm
okay.
Like, whoa. Anyways, I was like, what is happening? And I deleted it. Because I'm going to, if there's somebody that's being like so stupid, I'm like, okay.
And no, honestly, you don't have to.
Yeah, I don't have to live with this comment in my freaking feed. Like, no.
That's so like when goofy. I messaged you and was like, why am I getting hate? That girl who was going, like, freaking out on TikTok at me. It was like a common trend. And I literally was like, oh, cool. This is a trend going around on TikTok. I did it. And then she comments on my video and was like, oh, so you're not even going to give me credit? And I was like, okay. And I go to look at her page. It has 2,000 views. I was like, you're not even the OG girl of this trend. Like, what? Why are you so pressed? And then her friend start trolling on my page. And I was like, what is going on?
I can't. Some people are too chronically online. And I don't know. I can't imagine going and seeing somebody doing something, even if it's not something that I'm like, this is awesome, this is amazing, leaving something mean. Like it's
actually
just so
sitting
weird.
There writing a comment is crazy to me.
It is.
I'm going to say I like never comment on anything. I'm the worst.
I
commenting to like hype people, but like I do.
You will never see Reagan posting or commenting on my crap. I'm
girl,
like,
that's a lie.
I'm like,
lie.
Hey, I got hair transition. I sent her Marco Polo, left me on her. I'm like,
guys,
what do you think?
Caught.
Guys, I go to sleep early.
No, what do you? It was 7:30. It was.
I was dying last
night. No, that's it. But no, Reagan. 7:30 comes around, lights out. Me being like, hey, the podcast episode's going to go out late this week. It's 10:30. And I said, she's probably asleep. And then I was like.
That's so admirable, though. I wish I went to bed early.
No. I'm trolling her, but honestly, this is a fact. I'm trolling her, but I'm just jealous. I'm just jealous.
Oh, keeping it real.
No, yeah.
Amen. I wish I went to bed.
I'm like,
that's
Reagan's
going
to outlive me by 50 years because you go to sleep.
Yeah, I just have to go to sleep, guys.
No,
or I'm
sleep
not going to function
important.
The next
yeah.
day.
Okay.
But yeah, social media can be hard, but I feel like for me, the benefits have always outweighed the cons. If I ever
absolutely.
Felt like the cons are outweighing the good things that I love, then I would just stop. Like,
yeah, totally.
I feel like it's never felt like a chore to me to post. Like, okay, I always post when it's fun. And if I'm like, oh, I don't really feel like I have anything to say right now, I just won't post.
Yeah.
Like,
you're not putting like a ton of pressure on yourself and like things
like
that.
Like, I have to post 5 videos a day. It's not like that for you.
No.
It's just like,
I feel like if I feel like I got something to say, and sometimes I'll try to just like batch content when I'm feeling like super excited or inspired, I'll be like, okay, let's do it. Let's film a bunch of stuff. And
literally me when I'm ovulating.
No,
I'm like,
that's so real.
Because when I'm on my luteal cycle, I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
I was actually about to ask you that. Like, how do you feel like you balance it? Because it's not your full-time job yet, right?
No.
You do have.
Do you want it to be?
I have two jobs. Maybe 2.5.
Yeah, exactly. So how do you feel like you balance like having, like, putting out content, but also, like, you're a nanny, you're working at a
antique shop.
Yeah. Yes, thank you, an antique shop. So it's like, how do you feel like you balance it?
Most of the time, I will wake up before I go nanny and I'll film in the mornings.
Okay.
Because I feel like that's when I have the most energy and I want to feel like I am being genuine. Like, I feel like when I come back from work, I'm usually tired and I'm like, yeah, that's not what I feel like doing.
Yeah.
So usually because most days I nanny every day of the week and then a couple of the nights I work at the antique store. So I'll go from nannying to the antique shop.
Okay.
And then I'll go home and then I need to make dinner and all that stuff. So I do it in the mornings for the most part.
Oh, that's
and amazing. It's so nice. I'll be like, okay, this is what I need to film in the morning. I'll wait, try to wake up at like 6 as soon as the sun's up. Yeah. I'll start filming and then just before I go to work in the morning.
Good for you.
Literally, that's so awesome. That's
I literally don't even. I'm like, oh, what do I do? Watch Buzz all day? Actually, no, it's a full time job.
That is a full time job.
Being a mom and being a nanny, I'm like,
no,
I would not choose to be a nanny because I'm like,
nanny, so
I'm like, it's so hard, but I was a nanny and it was just a bad experience. So I'm like, your girls seem like sweet little angel babies.
Oh, there is definitely like, the family you're nannying for can make or break your experience.
Yes.
The family I nanny for is like my family. Like, yeah. I have been nannying for them for 3 years. And before that, I nannied for their best friend's family. Mm. And so I just, like, they are, it's beyond, like, they're just, like, my nanny family. They are, like, oh, I love them so much. Like, the mom is, like, one of my besties.
Yeah.
Somebody I just look up to so much. And I, like, am so excited to see their family every day. And they have all girls. And they're so cute. And they're just, like, my other little sisters. That's what it feels like. So,
that's so cute.
I love nannying. But being a mom, full-time job. I was listening to your podcast last week.
Oh, yeah. And thank-keeping.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Crazy. That also sounds so hard. Like, stuff like that. I'm like, what would I do?
Well, yeah. I feel like, did you ever, like, the girls you nanny, did any of them ever have binkies that you had to, like, take away
from? She never liked the binky.
Okay.
We lucked out. That's what I was thinking about. I'm like, she never went for
Wes
it.
Wes was like, binky all the time. And I mean, he doesn't even have Binky Mouse, so like, that's not something you're worried about. But I was more so just like, this is his only way he knows how to cope. Like, we need to give him other ways to cope when he has a meltdown.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you know all about like the meltdowns with kids and stuff like that. I just think the difference I have realized between nannying and being a mom is like, nannying, you're kind of like just following directions because you're like, I just, whatever the mom wants to do, this is her call. And like, as the mom, I didn't even realize, I'm like, I'm the one making the calls. That's so much pressure. Yeah. Like, I'm like, do we take the binky away? Yeah. Do I give it to him till he's 10? Like, I don't know.
What's
so
the right decision?
That was like something different, but I did have a bad nanny experience, which made watching West easier because I was like, oh.
Not like, all so kids real. Are crazy.
Yeah, crazy. Yeah. And like, I don't have a psycho mom screaming at me. Like, okay.
I literally cannot imagine. That is so crazy.
No,
I,
seeing you be besties with the mom, I'm like, oh, must be
me
nice.
And her are in our Instagram DMs sliding up on each other's stories. Like, we send each other memes sometimes.
She's your number one fan.
She
we
is
love her.
So
literally
that's
iconic.
The best. That's the best.
It's
that's probably
the best.
Why you love it so
and yes. The antique store. I'm like, we need to do a day trip and go up.
You guys need to come. It's so fun. It's called Phyla Vintage. Everybody come. It's so fun. You guys need to come. Look at this locket I'm wearing.
It's from cute.
Like, literally.
And you work like in the evenings?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'll just go straight from nannying to there. Yeah.
Yeah, we need to come up to you.
And that's like such your vibe.
It's so fun.
Working at the antique shop. So I'm like, that's like so cute and so fun.
Oh, I love it.
If I had time, I would do that.
Oh, I'm like, oh, to have a job I like?
Literally.
That's the thing. Actually, this is a tangent, but like, I am so scared to have like a career because I just want to enjoy my life. Like, people are always like, what is your end goal? Are you in school? Are you this? And I'm like, I'm not in school. I don't know what I want to do forever, but I just want to enjoy my life right now. And I feel like obviously I have to make the big decisions at some point.
Yeah.
But for right now, I would rather just be happy and working all these jobs and being exhausted than being like, ugh, I can't wait until this. I can't wait until
working
this.
Working a job you actually like too. Yeah. Not like sitting in an office and being like, wait,
yes. Because wait, how old are you?
I'm 21.
Yeah, you're only 21. It's like you don't even need to worry about a 401k. Like it's like that's so far away.
No, I know, but it's hard not to when you. I feel like sometimes it can be hard to see where other people are at, and you're like, oh, but I'm not there. Oh, but
yeah,
like she owns a home.
Yeah,
she's 20 years old and
literally.
She owns a home. I'm like,
no,
oh,
I'm like,
home.
I'm like RH Cloud Couch. I'm like, whoa. I'm like, that's more
crazy
than like what I pay in rent.
Oh yeah, I'm like DI couch.
Yeah.
And we're getting a secondhand couch.
Yeah. And I'm like, no, vintage is cool.
So I love it. It's like so.
Okay, do you see yourself in the future, like since we're talking about this, like financially supporting yourself through TikTok and like brand deals and just content? Like, is that a goal of yours? Or do you like
It's like It's hard because obviously I feel like that's anyone's dream. Like, I would love to be able to do that. But I feel like my biggest goal in life has always been to be a mom. Obviously, I'm 21, so I'm not going to have kids like, super soon. But my goal is to be a mom. And I would love if I could stay at home and provide for my family. But also, I don't know how much I would want to share of that stuff in my content, which is also another hard thing. So I think would be awesome to be able to do that full time. But I feel like I would always kind of want to have a little something on the side.
Totally.
I don't know. I like, even if it's just hobbies, even if it's not like job, I don't know. Because I love making art. I have like an art account that I will like open and close commissions for depending on how busy I am. I've been like so stressed. So I have closed the commissions on it. But I feel like my life is better when I have things that I love.
Yeah. Totally. That's like literally what this podcast is for us. I'm like, there's no stress. It's just you and I getting to hang out, getting to talk, chat.
Totally.
And I remember you talking about your art account and you being like, I miss making art just for fun. And that's like what I've heard, especially artists have a hard time. It's like, no, I just want to create and there's not a deadline. There's no money. I don't have to do this because I won't be able to pay rent.
Yeah.
And I think that is like so good to just have a hobby that's just for you, that just fulfills your cup up. Totally. So like that, I totally 100% agree with that. Because like that's what I've learned as a mom too, is I'm like, I need something that's not taking care of my kid, not making money for the family. Yeah. It's just for me. Mm-hmm, and totally. So
I love that.
Everybody needs that.
Yeah. Literally. You moms, have to kids, be able like
to have something for yourself.
Yeah, absolutely.
No, amen. That is so, so, so important.
Yeah. Since you've been growing this like little following that you have now, what's been like your favorite part? Like, is there something that stood out to you where you're like, wow, this is crazy that people are actually watching my life. They care. And I'm like, get to meet these awesome cool people.
Or like in life experiences, like have people come up to you and been like, Maddie, like seen you in public and been
like. Yes. Which was, I remember the first time that somebody came up to me. Maybe it wasn't the very first time, but the first like super memorable time. I was at Walmart in, like I was not near my hometown. Like I can't remember. I was somewhere random. And somebody, I was like walking into Walmart and somebody like yells my name from like far across the room. Like and I was like, is she talking to me? But everyone's named Maddie. So like I usually don't respond. Like I'm like, you're probably not talking to me unless they'll like come up to me.
Yeah.
And she like runs over to me and she's like jumping up and down. She's like, oh my gosh. It was so cute.
That's so cute.
So cute. And she's like, can I get a picture with you? I'm like,
a picture.
You want
with
a picture
me?
With me?
No, literally.
People are really seeing, and she like was talking about my videos, stuff like that. And I'm like, wait, it was the first time that I was like, oh, there's real, like, people are really seeing what I'm saying and it's like affecting them, or they're like noticing, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like I was posting because it was what I loved to do, but it was crazy when like the overlap of like, oh, people are actually listening.
Yeah, literally. You know? And they like know who I am. This is crazy. Yeah. Has there been like a DM or a comment that's like stood out to you the most, like being like,
In a positive way.
Oh, yes. Obviously in a positive way.
Yes. This was a comment. This wasn't a DM. I get a lot of, people are so nice. Like, I feel that's like good. There is obviously the mean people on the internet, like we said.
Of course.
But there's so many nice people. Like, so many nice people. And somebody said, I can't remember exactly how they worded it, but they were like, everything you touch just becomes so full of love. And I was like,
that's the cutest thing ever.
I know, literally. I'm like gonna cry thinking about it. Because I was like, what? You would say that about me? Like, that's just so nice. And I feel like that's something that's always stuck with me. Because I'm like,
it's so cute.
That I feel like that's something that I actively tried to do, is just fill my life with love and be passionate and be, I don't know. And so when they said that, I'm like, oh, people really do, like, the way that you act and the way that you treat people, it matters.
Yeah.
Totally. That's so cute.
Isn't that, to get that type of validation? Like, oh,
I know,
my God.
It's so cute. That's so
literally
fun.
So because
I feel like it's easy to be seen and people just be like, whatever. But it's like, to feel seen by a random stranger on the internet means you're doing your job well.
Totally.
Yeah,
that's
totally.
Like, that's so cute.
But yeah, people are so nice. I feel like more than anything, we did touch on the people that are mean. But like, I have interacted with so many nice people that I'm like, you guys are all angels. And most of my best friends I have met through social media, through
that's
TikTok
so
or through
awesome.
Instagram. And I feel like that is probably what I love most about social media, is all the people that I've been able to meet that I probably wouldn't meet any other way.
Yeah.
Literally.
So true.
Okay.
Like you guys.
Literally.
I was like,
this is how we all know each other too. So it's so awesome. It's so fun.
Okay. Going back to fashion, who or what are your biggest fashion inspirations, both in terms of like influencers and outside of social medias?
Oh,
I love this question.
I have so many. I love That is the one thing I also love about social media is I feel so inspired when I see other people being so authentic to them and doing things that are different mm-hmm. or like, but a couple of my favorites. I love Emmy Trounce.
Oh my gosh.
How do you say her last name? I love her with my whole heart.
I love her too.
I think
her...
it's Trounce.
Trounce.
Yeah. Trounce.
Yeah. She is.
Her son?
Oh my gosh. I could cry. She did the florals for my wedding. Yes. She's like a hobby artist queen. She's yeah. so cool.
Oh, her knitting. So I'm like,
cool. oh.
I'm like, can you do the a master sweater class?
For him? I was crying. She's no, so amazing. I literally, but her style is so cool.
She's
so
she's my cool. Copenhagen queen.
No, totally.
She and is also so slaying cool. motherhood down. I'm like,
oh, so casually too. I'm like, you are eating.
No, I'm yeah. like her little arty pop carrier and her whole doing wedding. Florals. I'm like,
and her whole wedding was like my
oh, oh my gosh.
She is the OG.
Mm-hmm. Her curtain
Pinterest,
bangs,
oh, everything. Lover. I'm like, yeah.
She's so cute.
Cutest family ever.
I love also Tatum Fox.
Tatum, okay, yes.
I so love great. Tatum. Power. Yeah.
She's probably one of the people that I look up to most just ever. She's oh, yes. so cool. And I know her in real life, so I feel like that makes it even more cool. Yes. Like, she is literally amazing.
I'm almost okay. positive she was in the dorms with me no at BYU.
Wait, really?
Because I'm like, how do I know her? Because I do know her. But now I'm thinking about, because like, her and I are kind of friends. I haven't, mm-hmm. I don't think I've like, seen her in the last couple of years, obviously, but I'm like, how do I know her? But that's I'm pretty right. sure I was in the dorms with her at BYU. Tatum, she's if you're little, listening, please correct
Tatum,
me.
Tatum, we love you. But it's honestly, I feel like her friend group, all of them are who I'm so inspired by. Yeah, like totally. The girls that own Sonderhaus. We were talking yes. about Sonderhaus earlier.
Yes.
Not here, sorry. But like no, Olive, awesome. Ingrid, and Greta, the sisters that own Sonderhaus, if you know, you know.
Really, oh, talk about so inspiration are, queens.
They are... amazing. They are yeah. so cute, cool girl bosses.
Creative, I look up to them so much. Because like,
didn't they send a package to your friend?
Oh my gosh. Can we talk about it? They yes. are so sweet.
I'm like,
so,
wow.
Yeah. They're literally, they're
I bawled
so
my eyes out
dude,
to that video.
I, oh my gosh, her reaction. I wish that I had filmed it. Let me give you a backstory before I start
yes,
crying.
Do it.
Yeah.
One of my best friends, her name is Emma. Mm-hmm. She has, she recently got diagnosed with cancer, and it's been so hard to see her go through. And mm-hmm. Sonderhaus is, like, something that we first bonded on. Like, we just love it so mm-hmm. much. And they sent a care package for her. Yeah. And
no.
it I'm gonna
was
cry.
That's the so sweetest sweet. Thing. You That's guys don't so even cute. Understand. Like, I... And they never... It was nothing about, like... Because I reached out to them, and I asked if they would be willing to donate something for her. So, because I was like, what do I even do? It's so hard as a friend seeing somebody go through mm-hmm. that, and you don't... know what you can do.
What to do
and I that. Just thought maybe I could see if they would donate like one sweater
yeah.
or something.
Yeah.
They sent a full package of so much stuff and then they sent a notebook and they each, everyone on their team wrote a message to her and it was, they were so sweet. Like they are literally angels.
I
and
love
also, like,
all of them.
Sonderhaus, like their sweaters, like my sister-in-law just recovered from Hodgkin's lymphoma. And
that's what my friend has.
Yeah. And she was like, you're so cold in the hospital. You're so cold when you're doing treatment. So like that is like such a good gift for you to like reach out and do that because she was like, that's what she wanted. She was like, I want sweaters. I'm cold. Like, so that's so
that's
nice
so
of them to do that. I didn't know about the journal though. That's so
oh,
sweet.
That's really cute.
They are literally angels. So I look up to them in every aspect because I feel like they're such good people to their core, but also they're boss women and their style is so good. Like so everything cute. That they put out, I'm like, how do you guys think of this?
Yeah,
like,
and the quality is
oh,
amazing.
Oh, the quality is amazing. And
I'm like, so where are you guys sourcing the fabrics? I'm like, I need to like
organic fibers too.
Literally,
it's
I'm like
all
yeah,
the
I
rage.
Need to so amazing. Sit down with them and like have a chat with them.
I know. I'm like, if
so
you guys want to come on the pod, please.
Dude, we should get them on the pod.
If oh, we
I would die.
I pass they? Away. Dude, I would deep dive Sonderhaus. Like literally, I want to know everything.
I want to know. Now I'm so curious. I'm like, call them up. Get
literally,
them over here.
No, I'm like,
so
Maddie,
cool.
put a good word
I
in
met
for
them.
Us.
The three sisters I met for the first time at the Sonderhaus pop-up that I went to yesterday. Ingrid, Olive, and Greta. Also, cutest names ever.
So yeah. cute.
So the mom.
I'm pretty sure they're sisters. They are all sisters,
yeah.
right?
Yeah,
I don't know.
They are so cool, but they were so nice to me. I'm like, I feel like I follow their life, so I'm like, I don't know. I feel like yeah. I know them.
It's like, you be knowing about my stuff?
No, exactly. Because they were like, I walked up to them, and their faces like lit up, and I'm like, wait, you guys know about me?
Yeah, literally.
You so know who I am? Cute. Anyways, they're just so nice in mm-hmm. person. I was like, stop,
amazing.
I'll cry. You guys are so cool.
Speaking of them, would you ever be interested in, like, starting your own, like, fashion, like, coming out with pieces like clothing brand, or what do you, how do you feel about that?
I've thought of that, and I think that that is something that I would like dream of. I think that that would be like the coolest end goal.
Yeah.
But I also have very like high standards for clothes. Like I want it to be ethically made, and I've really tried to cut out fast fashion and all that crap, which can be so hard to do because a lot of my content has shifted more toward, obviously I still post fashion stuff, but a lot of it is non-talk stuff.
Yes.
And non-talks, low-talks, holistic, you know, all that stuff. Yeah. But I feel like because of that, I have tried to be more intentional about how I spend my money and the stuff that I buy. And I try to buy stuff that is good quality and that's like 100% cotton, or that's organic, natural fibers, all that stuff. Because not only for health reasons, but it's like, we don't need all this crap in our world. Mm-hmm. Like Shein, we're buying from Shein.
Yeah.
No.
I know. It's like, well, people were even saying they're like, yeah, natural fibers are a lot more expensive now. But like, when I go to the thrift store, one of my goals this year was to only thrift natural fibers.
I like that. Because that's awesome.
You can just like reading the tags, I'm like, well, it's probably in the thrift store for a reason.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's like, if it's not 100% cotton, then it's probably going to end up back in the thrift store.
No, literally.
And so I'm just like, that was like one of my goals. Mm-hmm. And like, you've actually been a huge inspiration for me. Definitely. So I don't know if I've talked about this, but my son, he has epilepsy and it's stress induced, whether that's like neurologically, just like in his life, or just like other things going on at play. And so I've tried to do a lot of low tox, non-tox stuff for him, and he has really bad eczema. So we just recently switched over. What is that laundry detergent you just talked about? We just switched
Pronouns?
Over. Yes. So we just switched over to that, and I feel like it's helping him so much.
His eczema.
Yes.
Okay. Bucky has eczema.
You need to try it.
I need to do that.
You need to. Bucky has eczema too. My husband.
Really? And
when we switch our laundry detergent, it makes such a difference. Like, it really does.
Because you don't think about it because you're wearing it all day.
Yeah.
And so we've done that, and then I also switched from doing, like, Mr. Clean to a steam mop and, like, a lot of things.
I want a steam mop so bad.
I was putting Reagan on.
Oh, I
steam mop my walls because I'm psycho like that.
That sounds so fun.
Sounds amazing.
But it was so fun. It's the steam kills all the germs because it's like it's like burning them. It's like that's how people back in the day were cleaning.
Yeah.
But yeah, you've just been such an inspiration for me. And that's what's so cool about your account is like you've gained such a good community that they're like, wherever you go, we'll go. Oh, whether it's fashion, non-talks, like your wedding stuff, like we're like ride or die.
Yeah.
You guys are
we ride at dawn for you. Like,
it's so true.
That
so
is one thing that I feel like a lot of people will ask me about, like how I started social media, all that stuff. And I feel like some people say you need a niche down, but I am so anti-niching down. I think you can have all of the hobbies, all the different content. Okay. I don't think you need to stick to one thing, because I feel like then people are only going to want to follow you for that one thing. And if you change, but I feel like from the beginning, I tried to like throw in random stuff, like my hobbies or stuff that I like to do, and posting content about like me and Bucky's relationship, and also doing fashion. And also now I feel like I talk a lot about non-talks and all of that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But I feel like if you niche yourself down, it's harder to explore that stuff. So talk about everything you love.
True. And that's so refreshing to hear, because I don't know if I've talked about it on the podcast, but before when Rach is like, we have to start a podcast. I was like, I'm so scared to be put into a box to where it's like, I am now do this podcast and that's like my personality and like that's everything. It's like, or I'm so scared to be tied down to one opinion. Like I say one thing on the podcast and I think, well, now everybody's going to think that that's the way I think and I can't take it back or change my mind and it's out there and everybody's going to know it. Like I'm so scared to be put in a box because I love to be creative and find, I have so many different outlets that I like to do things on. So it's like so refreshing to hear you say like you don't have to be.
No, and that's why like, I changed my account, is because I heard you need a niche down. I niched down too hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I recently found out I'm like, I am the niche. The niche is me.
Amen. So that's so true.
You want to know what this account is about? Me. And whatever I am hyperfixating on for the next 6 months.
And that's how it should be.
No, like I'm like,
couldn't agree more.
I'm following your account for you. Like whatever, and I'm just like, I think about the influencers and I'm like, okay, what's Maddie doing? Okay, we're doing low talks this week. Like, I'm literally like, it's just like, it's so simple. And like, niching down, that's where you put yourself in a box.
Yeah.
And that's why this podcast, I was like, it's R&R. We're rewinding and we're relaxing. We're talking about whatever. Like, it was just like, and I don't know, like, you and I've been friends, but like, we didn't really hang out that long. And so we was just like, this was like a passion project for us. And I'm just like, we're so grateful to have had you on. And like,
oh my gosh, yes, this is like amazing.
Guys, when she walked in, we were like, thank you, like bowing down. Like, we were like, oh my gosh.
I was like, I don't know if she knows that she's doing us a favor.
No. I was literally honored. When you guys Well, I slid up on, when you guys first announced your podcast, I slid up on Rachel's story and I was like, no way. I was so excited. And she was like, you should be on it sometime. I'm like,
no, me shooting my shot. I was like, Reagan, I just asked her. I can't believe I did that.
Dude, I was like, do you think they, I told Bucky, I'm like, do you think they actually want me on?
Oh my gosh, 1,000%.
We literally were like, so we gotta get the audio figured out before Maddie's on here.
Literally.
Oh, girl, I know nothing.
You're our first guest, so we just like wanted to start off with a bang. So we were like, literally, oh, we have to have
I am honored.
I think all your followers are gonna be so excited to hear you on a different platform. You know,
have like you been on a podcast before?
No. Okay, I'm
we got her first, guys.
I was like so honored, and I feel like I'm not super well versed in podcasts. There's a couple that I listen to. Like I first started listening to like true crime podcasts, but I could not do it.
No,
I was going crazy. Like I just
she's like me. I like my anxiety.
No, I was like not sleeping, and I would wake up in the middle of the night, and I'd be like, "Oh, my intuition is telling me that something bad's gonna happen," and I would go sleep upstairs on the couch by my parents' room. Like,
oh no!
As I was, it's called OCD. No, I'm like, this is, and I'm diagnosed with OCD.
Same.
Oh my gosh!
You actually, you talking about that literally made me.
I feel like we talked about this.
Yes. I literally was like, oh, and I talked to my therapist about it, and she was like, I told you this, and I was like. Oh. Yeah, no,
that's a real.
But you talking about your experiences too, I am like, they made me feel more normal in like what I experienced. But yes, true crime for me, I can't do.
Yes.
Or scary movies because my intuition and intrusive thoughts is like,
amen. Yeah. I feel like OCD is one of those things that I feel like I hear a lot of people say stuff like that, and I also felt like that. Like, it's not what people think it is. You know what I mean?
I'm like, I don't like things clean. What are you talking about?
No. Like, and people will be. Even when I posted the videos talking about OCD, they were like, this doesn't sound like OCD. I'm like,
it's because it's been mislabeled for so long.
There's so many subcategories of OCD, and I think that's what people don't realize. There is, like, contamination OCD and, like, cleanliness. Yeah. Like, you need to have everything clean. But that doesn't make any of the other subtypes any less valid. Like,
yeah. Like, you experiencing what you experienced with lice, just because I personally wouldn't have experienced that doesn't mean one of us doesn't have OCD. It's like there's things that I will experience that you would be like, oh, that doesn't really bother me that much.
Yeah. Everyone has completely different triggers, different mind. Like, it is so crazy. And it, like, OCD sucks. Like, it is so annoying. It is literally bane of my existence. But I feel like I have connected with a lot of people that also struggle. And hearing how theirs can be so different from mine.
So what do you have? What is yours?
My main one is, like, mostly health OCD. I have. Yeah. And, like, I always, mine is like the counting OCD. Like, I feel like something bad's going to happen if I don't do da 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 da. And like worrying a lot about, oh, do I have any like number of bad things?
Yes.
Yeah. Like cancer, am I dying? Mm-hmm. Yeah. All of that stuff. I worry a lot about, one of my main things is driving. I talked about that. I'm a bad driver, but it's because I'm so scared of crashing, of something happening when anybody that I love is driving. I'm so stressed out. And I feel like that's when I get in, like, what is it called? Like, I will just get in a downward spiral of doing, because OCD is obsessive compulsive disorder. Mm-hmm. And so, like, my compulsions are usually, like, tap this 3 times, do this 3 times. When I am walking, I'll walk 3 times in each square. Mm. Stuff like that, that it seems like that wouldn't be that annoying, but it gets so exhausting.
No, yeah.
Like, it gets so annoying. Mm-hmm. But connecting with so many people that have experienced similar things or even completely different things.
Yeah.
Like, it's so, it's like, just been so good for me. Like, I feel like, because it can feel very lonely, and explaining it sometimes, I'm like, I'm really sounding crazy.
Like, no, I'm like, and like, but like, you doing that and having the platform you did, it was like, that helped me to reach back out to my therapist and be like, hey, I think I have OCD. And she's like, yeah, we don't know that, girl. Oh. And then me telling everyone, and they're like, yeah, no, we need that. Like, driving for me too, mine is like, did I hit somebody and I just don't remember? And it's like, be so for real, Rachel. Like, are you for real right now?
Totally.
And like, me checking if I've like unplugged everything.
Yes.
And like, when Ty's out of town, that's when I'm like so triggered because I get really bad paranoia.
Yeah.
And I'm checking my ring camera. Literally, I'm watching my ring camera as I fall asleep because I'm like, is someone going to walk in right now?
No, that is literally so real. I always make Bucky go like quadruple check the door, even though I am like tapping the door, walking 3 times on the tiles, counting the steps, like so much crap. But I still, like, everyone has their little things, and it sucks. But it is something that I have been trying this year. It's one of my goals to really focus on, because I feel like I do have a lot of coping mechanisms, and I've found a lot of things that help me. But I do want to work on it more and give more of my attention to working through it. Yeah. I don't think it's ever something that's going to go away.
Yeah.
But I feel like there's so many things that you can do to better manage it and not let it take over your life.
Yeah. 1,000%, like, yeah. Have you heard about, like, how a lot of people with OCD do, like, exposure therapy? Like, they'll put themselves in a situation that would normally stress them out. Like, that to me, I feel like has helped. But again, I'm like, I don't think it'll ever go away. Like, there's always going to be kind of an extra voice in my head saying things. And it's just, like, the mental strength to withhold the compulsions, like you're talking about. But it's just, like, that to me is, like, it's so great that you use your platform to make other people, like you said, it's, like, I feel crazy. And it's, like, you make them feel more comfortable, more normal. And, like, again, like, your energy being so warm and cozy and, like, all those vibes. It's, like, that's, like, what we wanted to bring onto the podcast as our first guest. I'm, like, such a good.
The first time that I posted about having OCD, because I was diagnosed in high school, the end of high school. And so it's been a long time since then, and I've never talked about it on social media until, like, the end of last year. Just because, like we were saying, there's so many, like, misrepresentations or people don't understand what it is, and I didn't want people to label me or think of me in a different way. And so the first time that I made a video talking about it, when I posted it, I deleted it twice. Because I was like, so I can't. And then I was like, no, okay, there it has to be a reason that I feel like I need to talk about this. And I was so scared. Like, that night, even though it's not even, it's not like bazillions of people are seeing my videos. Like, it's just, it can be hard to overcome stuff like that and be real about,
and
like,
vulnerable
stuff.
Online, like, and then it's out there for
everybody. And then I'm like, people will dissect and think whatever. But I feel like that's one thing that I've had to overcome with social media is, like, it's okay if people don't like you. That's something that's so hard for me.
That is so hard.
Accept that not everybody's going to like me, because I love people, and I, like, it's so hard for me to think, oh, there's people that don't like me, and it makes me sad, but it's okay, because I think of all of the people that care about me, all the friends that I have, the people in my life, the little things, you just have to let it go, and you have to be okay with not everyone's gonna like you, because people that want to be miserable and sad and hate people are gonna hate people no matter what you're doing.
Yeah.
Like, it's so true. They will find something to hate.
They are hurting, and like, you just have to continue living your life.
But overall, like, the response from when I started talking about OCD, like, it was so cool. One of the coolest responses I feel like I've gotten from social media, even though it wasn't like this huge response, it was just like the DMs that I got that people were like, I've never heard somebody that I know talk about it. I've never heard somebody be so open about it. Like, I totally have felt the same things. It's just really cool to connect.
Yeah, that's so awesome.
And
And that's what makes social media so special. Like, being able to connect and have this community that you do and the support that you do from people that you don't even know. It's wow, this is crazy.
I think that's what people are most upset about with TikTok. It was like, Instagram is like so curated and it's like really hard to find newer people. Like, the explore page, I don't feel like it's the same. TikTok, I'm the same way. I found so many, like, friends on there and, like, inspiration and, like, honestly, just, like, information and help. And, like, there is a lot of, like, misinformation on that app too. But then there's, like, moments where I'm just, like, oh my gosh, I didn't even realize, like, this is what I was doing, or, like, that other people could possibly experience this, making me feel normal. I think that's what TikTok was for a lot of people. It's like, oh, this isn't an original experience.
No,
And it's less isolating.
TikTok is so awesome in that way, because I totally agree. It's just a different vibe. It's a different community, because everyone on TikTok is, it's just easier to be real over there. Like, on Instagram, you're like, all these random people follow me, my old coaches, my parents' friends,
this girl from middle school,
me seeing my stuff.
Yeah, so
I know.
Even though the same people could find you on TikTok, just the vibe over there is so much more comforting. It's just like so
I am so, like, I feel like everybody's like, it's okay, just post it. Who cares? Who cares? Who cares? The problem with me is, it's like, I care. And I'm a perfectionist.
She is.
So it's like, if it's not exactly the way that I am picturing it in my head and I need it to be, it's like, I'm not posting it. It's going to be in my drafts for years.
And this is why
years.
Our friendship works so well. She's very type A and I'm very type B.
Yes.
And sometimes she's like, you're right, I need to let go. And other times she's like, Rachel, get your together. Like, she's like, holy.
We are a good balance in that.
I love that. Like, Reagan is so good for me and has taught me so much about being like, because like TikTok, it's like, you can half-ass it and it's no big deal.
Yeah.
But it's like Instagram, it's like, you got to be a little bit more put together. And like, she has taught me, like, especially this podcast, she is like, no, I don't like that. and being like, no, but it's like,
I'm
it's
the
like,
worst guy.
No, that's good that's for me. Good. It's balance. Teaching me to be like, no, when I don't like something, it's okay to speak up because I don't care when Reagan says that to me. Yeah, so why would I think that she would care if I said it?
Yeah, amen. Literally, I would never care. I always am here for
the I'm like, again, guys. It's my, and like for me with my OCD, I feel like it made me a people pleaser because my intrusive thoughts were like, she's going to hate you.
Yeah.
If you don't do exactly what she said. And like, she's just taught me a lot. And she's like, no, speak up. Like, it's okay.
Say it with your chest, girl.
Yeah, like, let it
rain. Literally, I'm just such I'm just such a perfectionist. And so it's, like, hard for me to be, like, just, like I said in the beginning, starting a podcast, I'm like, okay, so if this isn't, like, everything I've dreamed of in my head and it's not, like, amazing quality, like, Rachel can attest to how stressed I was. Like, I was like, Rachel, delete it. Like, we can't do this. Like, it's bad. Like, I'm like, we're done.
Oh,
like,
you guys are crazy.
We're not doing this.
It was, you guys have been killing it from the get-go.
You're so nice. You're so nice. But
now
yeah.
I feel very confident.
Yeah, I do feel so much better about it.
There is a very, like, a confidence behind, like, the quality. Because, and like you said, you're like, I'm not going to put something that's not my absolute best out.
Yeah.
And like, I'm like, I need to do
if my name's going to be on it, it's going to be the best it can be, and that's how I feel. And I feel like that's a good thing. It can definitely be a good thing, but it's also can be a bad thing.
That's what
they
balance.
And it can also like hold me back from things that I like really love to do, and like I would love to dive into this and like do it fully, but it's just like
totally.
I like in my head, I'm like, nah, girl, you can't do that.
You're saying you can never grow if you stay in your comfort zone.
Yes.
So once you push yourself out of your comfort zone, which is what I feel like social media was for me, because I was. I was a very insecure person, and I very much was just like,
you would never get that vibes from your Instagram or your TikTok. I would That's never so nice. Believe that.
That was like, that was one of my biggest struggles, and one of the biggest things I had to overcome was how poorly I thought of myself. And I feel like because I felt poorly of myself, it was hard for me to take care of myself. And I feel like starting posting on the internet was so scary. I'm like, oh, I don't want people I know to see this. I don't want they're going to think this of me. They're going to think this of me. And once I just let it go and was like, people are going to think whatever. I can't control what everybody thinks of me. But as long as I am true to myself and I know that I am a nice person and a good person, the people that resonate with me and that relate, they'll find me and it'll be okay. And the people that don't, it's okay for me to let people not like me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So true. It's so true.
I feel like that's such a good note to like end this on.
Yeah, totally. 1,000%. I agree.
Let Maddie be your inspiration. But
seriously, this has been
You guys
so
are my
fun.
Inspiration.
No.
No, literally. This has been so fun. Thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you for
we
having
love
me.
You.
This is so fun. I could do this for awesome. Hours and
No,
hours
I know.
Hours.
I'm like, is this a 4-hour long podcast? I don't know.
Say, we could sit and chat forever. But yeah,
thank
this
you guys
so awesome.
For relaxing and rewinding with us. And we'll see you next week. Bye. Bye.